Andrew, what's been tougher, the offseason or the first 3 weeks of the season?
What's that? What's been up with it?
Yeah, what's been tougher, the offseason or the first 3 weeks of the regular season?
It's all been tough. It's all been really tough. But we're making our way through. We knew it was going to be challenging. Obviously didn't expect the way that it started off here, but very confident in the guys that we have in the locker room, type of character guys that we have, that we're going to be able to turn this thing around. I feel like we've gotten a little bit better each week. Unfortunately, that hasn't translated into wins yet, but hopefully it will very soon.
Is there a problem with communication during the game, maybe that you're not used to in recent years?
No. Communication's fine. It's just lack of execution.
How much did you guys miss Sean Payton?
Well, I mean, of course we miss him. But there's nothing we can do about it. And we are perfectly competent and capable with the guys that we have as coaches and players to right the ship and get the job done. And so that's what we're worried about, focused on.
Hey, Drew, right now the Packers are trying to deal with slash shake off something that was out of their control. You guys obviously have experience with that. Can you describe how to balance the idea of playing with a chip on your shoulder versus just trying to move on past something?
Well, I think the mindset is you always kind of play with a chip on your shoulder. You know, I mean, there's always something to prove. I think we all kind of have that mentality, you know. And it whatever creates that chip on your shoulder, that's what you use for motivation. You know, when something happens that you really feel like is just out of your control, it's hard not to want to, you know, get angry and you drive yourself nuts doing that. But in the end, you really just need to be able to compartmentalize that and truly just worry about the things you can control. And for us, despite what's happened this offseason and the circumstances that we've been put under, all we can worry about is the guys that we do have in the locker room as coaches and players, the scheme that we're running, trusting in it, trusting in our preparation, and then going out there and finding a way to win games.
Drew, what's this been like for you personally? I mean, Aaron Rodgers talks about your friendship. We all have heard how your teammates view you as such a leader. I mean, I would think that it would be your desire. You feel like you can will this team to success and overcome all this. What's it been like for you to deal with what you've dealt with the first 3 weeks?
It's been tough. It's been challenging. I mean, you know, when things don't go the right way, you know, especially when you're losing, you want to take that very personally. You know, you want to feel like, hey, what am I not doing? What more can I do? And I think those are just the natural feelings of somebody who feels like, you know, they can really control a situation, and especially when you're the A leader on the team and certainly the quarterback. I think there's a balance to doing that and yet not putting too much pressure on yourself. You know, I mean, still there's this balance of, hey, I just need to worry about the things I can control. I need to worry about doing my job to the best of my ability. The thing with the quarterback position is you feel like, hey, I can influence others, whether it's by what I say to them you know, put them in positions to succeed. You know, I mean, I think the mark of a great quarterback is you make everyone around you better. You know, I mean, that's what you look at the greats of all time, and that's certainly what people say is great leaders, great quarterbacks make those around them better. And so I'm always trying to find ways not only to make myself better, but how can I help my teammates? But that's why this is frustrating, because certainly this is not a situation we're used to being in. Not something we like. As a quarterback of the team, I take it very personal, and I want to get this thing turned around just as much as anybody.
Drew, what about your own play? I mean, you and Aaron both were, I don't know how close a friend, I know you guys are friends. You guys both had unbelievable seasons last year. Is that part of what you face from defenses that are going to say, okay, we got to figure out a way to stop these guys after what they did last year? Or what's it like to start a season and not be playing at that same level now?
Well, I mean, I'd say this, you know, and I'll talk about Aaron because I'm not going to talk about myself. But, I mean, Aaron played as well as you could possibly play the quarterback position last year. and you look at the numbers that were put up and the success of the team and just everything. I mean, it was phenomenal. It was unbelievable. And so there's this expectation level now that, hey, listen, it's not always going to be or look that easy. Or, I mean, this game is tough. This game is tough. And other teams get better from year to year, and you're going to have those times where you face some adversity in whatever form you might face it. But regardless, I think I know Aaron. The times that I've been around him and seen him work, he's a very focused guy. I mean, he has a great balance of having fun and enjoying what he's doing, and yet he's serious. He's focused. He takes pride in being a great player and making great decisions and taking care of the football and all the things that he does really, really well. And I think we all expect, I know my expectation level for myself is extremely high. I assume that it is for him as well. And at times you can't allow what other people are saying, just because of that expectation level for, people are going to, like you said, you're going to look and say, well, hey, you're not on pace to break the touchdown mark anymore or the yardage mark anymore. Well, I mean, do we have to break that record every year? I mean, you understand all the things that have to come together in order to do what we did last year and breaking that yardage mark. You know what? We might not ever get close to that yardage mark again, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to be a good team. We're not going to be a successful team. And we may not win 13 games this year in the regular season, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to be a contender. So I guess a lot of it's at times just kind of fighting through some of that adversity throughout the season, especially when the expectation levels are so high.
Hey, Drew, what do you see the difference is with the Packers' pass defense? They've given up 375 in 3 weeks. They were doing that almost weekly last season.
Yeah, I'll, hey, this is the last question. I'm sorry, guys, because I got to get into a meeting. But, well, here's the thing, too, that you forget, and maybe people don't realize, but last year they were winning. When you get up by 3 touchdowns, teams have no other choice but to throw the ball, so you're probably in pre-gen defense, and that's why you're giving up yardage. So those statistics don't really tell the story. I mean, this is a very good defense, extremely good against the run, great pass rush. They're extremely talented guys in the secondary. So all the way around, this is as solid a defense as there is. For us, it's, hey, we got to execute. We got to protect. We got to run the football. We got to, throw and catch. We got to get open. And we got to make plays. When we have opportunities to make plays, we got to make plays. We got to take care of the football. I mean, it's the same story, but especially against a team like this that we know, certainly for them offensively, they're explosive. They got some weapons, and we just want to make sure that we put our defense in the best position we can and take advantage of all the opportunities we get.